I am on the line with Elizabeth Carey with AAA Western and Central New York. Elizabeth, there's been a number of reports from different airports of luggage ending up all over the country, but not with their owners as a result of the global tech disruptions that ensued early Friday. What have you been hearing, and have any AAA members been saying anything about missing their luggage during their flights?
Yeah, we definitely had some people who, you know, the luggage didn't end up where they were going. So to avoid something like this, there's a few different things you can do. One is you could pack lighter and just use your carry-on, and that way you know you have your belongings with you. Some people also choose to use an Apple AirTag on their luggage if they're checking it so they can keep track and know where it is. That doesn't help too much if your luggage is in another country or another state and you're back home, but at least you know its whereabouts. But if something like this does happen to you and you have travel insurance, you should be reimbursed. At the same time, the airline should be reimbursing you for costs incurred because of this either delayed or lost luggage.
It seems that it's Delta that is facing the most problems in the aftermath of the outage with delayed flights and unclaimed luggage. Is there any other company that you've heard others had issues with, or has it just been Delta?
No, there have been other airlines as well, but Delta is the one that seems to be ensuing the most chaos because their system was affected so much. Many airlines were affected at the end of last week, and people were trying to recover and find that lost baggage, and we saw baggage piling up, especially in airports like Atlanta and Tampa and some of the bigger airports. But with the Delta situation, because of their computer system, they lost track of some of their planes, some of their pilots. Things were really mixed up as far as their system goes, so their delays extended several days, and they're still trying to get things sorted out. So that led to even more baggage disruptions with Delta.
I know you talked with us Wednesday that you were compiling a list of cancellations. As of today, have we been seeing less cancellations with Delta locally?
Yes, there's definitely been less cancellations, and they've been starting to recover. Delta flights have been coming in and out of the Buffalo area, so it really just depends on where you're flying and, you know, luck of the draw if you're going to be affected or not. But this is really just a good example of when you should have that travel insurance, because then if the flight is delayed, canceled, if your entire trip is canceled, if your luggage is lost, there are reimbursements built in for that. But at the same time, the U.S. Department of Transportation is taking a really close look at this, and they say they're going to hold Delta accountable to make sure passengers' rights are upheld here and everyone's reimbursed appropriately.
In the event that your bags do go missing, what are some of the main top things that you would advise a traveler to do?
Well, the first thing you need to do is file a claim with the airline. So a lot of times these things are going to take some time. You might not have your luggage right away. They consider something lost if it's gone for a few days. Other times it might just be considered delayed. But you definitely are included, entitled to reimbursements for that. For example, Delta says, you know, we'll give you $50 a day for up to 5 days. Submit all of your receipts for any expenses. So you have to submit your baggage claim form, fill out a form, and then, you know, you'll get that money at a later date if you had to go and buy clothing or personal items, toothbrushes, etc.
Are there any other kind of ways to ensure that you don't lose luggage if you change flights and check a bag during a situation like this? Or are you pretty much out of luck at this point when certain situations like this arise?
Yeah, if you're checking luggage, you're really at the mercy of the airline. If people can pack light, and, you know, they have really come up with some really cool luggage options, small suitcases that fit in the overhead bin with packing cubes where you can fit a week's worth of clothing into that small bag. It really goes a long way to pack efficiently. And then you just know that you have your medication, your belongings, your clothing, like all of your important items right there with you.
Is travel insurance common for most frequent travelers? Would you recommend it to most travelers?
It's absolutely recommended. AAA always recommends that people take out travel insurance. It's become definitely more and more popular since the pandemic. When people saw all the travel disruptions and travel come to a halt in 2020, people started saying, wait a minute, I'm spending all this money on the trip. You know, I want to protect my investment is what it's really considered. But we have to think about that. Are you just going on a short flight and you're going to stay at a friend's house and you don't have a hotel? Maybe then you would just chance it and, you know, deal with the airline and maybe try and get by. But if you're taking a big trip, you're traveling internationally, you're going on a cruise ship, you always want to make sure you have travel insurance for something like that.
Anything else you wanted to add, Elizabeth, as people are still, you know, navigating the busy travel season coinciding with Delta trying to transition back to normal?
Yeah, just to remember, anything you can do to advocate for yourself, you know, if you find yourself in this type of a situation, the airline's going to offer you a waiver first, whereas the government's saying you're entitled to a cash refund if you want one. Some of the things to remember at this time is when there's flight disruptions like this, this is peak travel time. There's not a lot of seats, not a lot of inventory on other planes. So sometimes it's hard to change your plans and get on a different aircraft. So sometimes you're at the mercy of the airline. So just making sure that you download the airline's app, you're signed up for text alerts for your flight. If you do have a situation, advocating for yourself to try and make sure that you're getting the best deal possible back from the airline, and knowing that sometimes the reimbursements are going to take a little bit of time, so be prepared for that. And then also just remembering to get to the airport early. You don't want to be the one that causes you missing your flight. There's enough disruptions that are out there right now, so make sure you arrive early, get through security, and you're there. Hopefully your plane is there and the trip goes as planned, but you know, if you miss a flight, now that's back on you rather than the airline being blamed for a disruption of what we're seeing right now.